space news this afternoon in Tech Talk Tuesday with Tienus Jansen van Rensburg, Bandwidth blog.co.za. Let's leave Earth for a bit, Tienus. Welcome.
Thank you.
Right, so James Webb, it's been doing its thing. It's been looking at the universe and the far reaches thereof, and a new discovery. We love new discoveries.
Exactly, and this was what James Webb was all about, right? To peer further into the past, further away from us.
It sounds weird when you say peering into the past.
Yes, well, it's because of the speed of light, right?
Yeah.
So you're effectively, if you're looking far away, you're looking back into the past because that light takes a long time to reach you. But what's really interesting is that we're seeing a lot of new discoveries now starting to be reported from the data that's gathered by James Webb. And very interestingly, this last couple of weeks, a story broke that we might have had the first evidence with James Webb of dark matter.
Ooh.
Now, dark matter is a very strange concept, and actually that's all it is at this point, is a concept, because we don't have any physical evidence of it yet. And the theory is sound, the maths makes sense, the physics makes sense, but we just haven't been able to discover this dark matter. It's just called dark because we don't know what it is.
When dark matter is portrayed in a movie, it's a scary thing.
Yes.
Okay. So this is more on the exciting part. Okay. So what exactly, just quickly, when we talk about dark matter and dark stars, what are we referring to really?
So what we're referring to is a type of material, a type of, you know, physical matter that we just don't know what it is yet, and we can't see it with light. That's why it's called dark. You can't see it with light.
Okay.
And the math behind it, and the reason why we're pretty sure dark matter exists, is because of the expansion of the universe. They calculated that, like, all the matter that we see in the universe, it's not enough for that gravitational pressure to expand and to quicken the expansion of the universe. And that's when they theorize about dark matter. There has to be some other matter in the universe that we can't see that is actually pushing this expansion quicker and quicker.
Right.
So that weird matter then, James Webb has peered again deep into the past, only about 300 to 400 million years after the Big Bang. And they think they have evidence of what is called dark stars. Now, these are stars that are, again, made from normal matter, so helium and hydrogen, but they form very, very quickly. And again, there's not enough matter around to explain that phenomenon. So they think that this is formed by dark matter, because it forms very quickly right after the Big Bang. And these dark stars are a million times brighter and bigger than our sun. And they burn out very, very quickly. So we don't think there are currently any dark stars in the universe. They probably all burnt out, you know, in the first couple of billion years after the Big Bang. But this could fundamentally change our understanding of physics and our understanding of the universe, which is super exciting.
Jeez. So what we are saying is the James Webb telescope is actually doing its job.
Yes. You know, it was delayed by a decade, billions of dollars over budget, but
now
we're starting to see very, very exciting things coming from it.
My goodness. You know, this is, I mean, I spoke to you just off air before we went live, and I said, you know, you really got to try and have a mind, you know, on you to understand this, because it's like, yeah, you know, quite close to the Big Bang, 300 or 400 million years after the Big Bang. You know, in space terms, that is very little if you think about it. But I mean, I think for our little human minds, well, for me and you sitting here, it's very difficult to really comprehend.
It is very difficult to comprehend, but it just adds to the awe and to the wonder.
Exactly. Let's stick to that. Let's live in that awe and wonder. Thank you very much, Tienus. That's your very exciting and out of this world Tech Talk Tuesday on Smile FM this afternoon.